This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian missiles have pounded a military training base near Ukraine's western border with Poland, killing dozens of people. AP correspondent Karen Chamets reports.
The cruise missiles targeted a Ukrainian military training facility that is less than 15 miles from the border with NATO member Poland. Over 30 people were killed in the attack. Poland is a transit route for Western military aid to Ukraine, and the United States increased the number of American troops deployed there. The training center near Yerevan seems to be the furthest west point that Russia has targeted in Ukraine since the invasion. The facility has long been used to train Ukrainian military personnel, often alongside instructors from the U.S. and other NATO countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's due to meet with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi in Rome on Monday, warned Beijing that it would absolutely face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sweeping sanctions over the war in Ukraine. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Sullivan said the United States has made clear that China and other countries should not try to help Russia cope with the sanctions.
If they think that they can basically bail Russia out, they can give Russia a workaround to the sanctions that we've imposed, they should have another thing coming, because we will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses.
Sullivan told CNN that the United States believes China is aware that Russia was planning some action in Ukraine before the invasion took place, although Beijing may not have understood the full extent of what was planned. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Russian news agency TASS is reporting that Ivan Fyodorov, the kidnapped mayor of the Ukrainian city of Melitopol, is accused of raising money for a far-right group. TASS says the Luhansk prosecutor's office is preparing terrorism charges against him. Ukrainian officials say Fyodorov was escorted out of his office on Friday by Russian soldiers. Security camera footage from Melitopol's Victory Square appears to show someone being escorted out of a government building by soldiers, but the identity of the person has not been verified. The New York Times reports hundreds of people turned out in Melitopol on Saturday to protest the mayor's disappearance, but the protests were reportedly shut down by Russian forces. CNN reported Saturday that a new mayor has been installed in the occupied city. Galina Danilchenko, formerly a member of the city council, appeared on television with a statement that her main task is to take all necessary steps to get the city back to normal. Iran has claimed responsibility for a missile barrage that struck early Sunday near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. Tehran said it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed two members of its Revolutionary Guard. No injuries were reported in the attack, but it marked a significant escalation in hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. Tensions between the longtime foes has often played out in Iraq, whose government is allied with both countries. The U.S. defense official said it was still uncertain exactly how many missiles were fired and exactly where they landed. A second U.S. official said there was no damage at any U.S. government facility, and there's no indication that the target was the consulate building, which is new and currently unoccupied. Neither the Iraqi official nor the U.S. officials were authorized to discuss the event with the media, and they each spoke to AP on condition of anonymity. Reuters is reporting that a second German energy company has received state aid due to a liquidity squeeze after Uniper secured credit facilities in January to cope with volatility in energy markets. This, according to a source close to the German finance ministry. Surging power prices have caused problems for European energy companies, which hedge their gas and power sales to cover price differences across markets. Germany's Uniper secured credit lines of up to $11 billion from its parent, Fortum, and state bank KfW in January. And India has acknowledged it accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan this week because of what it called a technical malfunction during routine maintenance. That was its version of events after Pakistan summoned India's envoy in protest. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.